Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I love radio. I like television, but I love radio. Radio is just fun. So you can have so much more fun with radio. You can get more people on with radio, I think. You can have, I don't know, God bless television. I like it. I like to watch it. But radio is just so much more fun, and I can connect with so many different people so easily by them being where they are and me being where I am. And we get to talk to our good friend Barbara Weltman more often. That alone is worth doing radio, just to be able to talk to Barbara anytime I want to. And she's here with us, folks, right now. Barbara Weltman, our good friend, an original member of the Brain Trust. She's been with me now. She's already had her 10th anniversary as a Brain Trust member. She's the author of J.K. Lasseter's 1001, count them, 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks for 2008. Your complete guide to everything deductible, and many, many other books. Our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back, Barbara.
Thanks for having me.
Isn't radio fun?
Radio is great, and I know firsthand.
You now know firsthand, don't you?
I host my own internet radio show.
You know, you'd think you'd learn, Barbara, after all these years of doing my show. You'd think you'd learn, and you'd run away, but you didn't, did you?
No, but I did learn. I learned a lot from you, Jim, an awful lot. You're the pro.
Well, we've had fun, haven't we?
You bet.
And so you've got your own show now. You've had it for a few months now.
Yeah, it's called Build Your Business Radio on WSRadio.com.
And it's on what day? Remind us what days.
It's Mondays from 4 to 5 Eastern time, but it's also...
It's archived.
It's also... archived and podcasts.
Right. There you go.
If you can't catch it live, you can catch it another time.
Absolutely. Whatever Barbara does is top shelf, ladies and gentlemen. So, Barbara, what do you got on your mind today?
Well, just a reminder that coming up for Monday is the second installment of estimated taxes that should not be overlooked for business owners, especially self-employed people who need to pay their taxes, including self-employment taxes, in estimated taxes. Tax payments quarterly. The second installment for 2008 is due on Monday.
On Monday. No extensions.
No extensions. Well, you did get a one-day extension because the 15th falls on a Sunday, so you get till Monday.
So you got a little bit more time. What if you just don't have the money, Barbara?
Well, you want to try to pay as much as you can, because if you are late or if you wait till the next installment, you're going to be accruing interest. So
But interest is not as bad. I mean
the good news is interest is low right now.
Well, you know, even if it's not low, the point is that if you don't have the money, interest is the least of your worries.
Well, that's true.
Getting having them call you or come to see you or send you one of those letters where you have to sign for them, one of those letters, you know, that's worse. So, look, Barbara, you know Blasingame's third law of small business. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Yeah.
We're all undercapitalized. And I promise you, there are lots of small business owners listening right now who don't have the money to pay their quarterly estimated tax and the self-employment tax Monday. And so what would your advice be to them?
Well, first of all, there are a couple of things. You could, if you wanted to, and I don't advise this, but you could charge your payments on a credit card. But, you know, if the frequent flyer miles aren't worth it. So I don't think that's the way to go.
The interest you're paying is a business transaction and not with the government.
Yeah, that's true. You're paying it to the credit card companies.
Right, right.
The other point, though, is that this should be a wake-up call to you to set up a separate. If you don't have the money on hand right now, it means that you didn't have the discipline to set the money aside. So what you really need to do is create a separate account for your taxes, where you'd put money into that account on a regular basis. In other words, when you get a $1,000 fee. You can't look at that money. It's $1,000 of payment to you that you can just spend.
It's not
no,
your money.
No, you have to allocate a part of that to cover your taxes. And so right off the bat, as the money comes in, just separate it out into a separate tax account that's going to cover your tax liability.
You know, one of the best things, now I'm not going to say that I haven't gotten upside down with the IRS before. I can't say that, folks, because I have. I want you to know that when I talk about being undercapitalized and not being able to do everything you need to do with the IRS, I've been there, done that, and I've seen it in other cases where it got really ugly. So I'm not I'm not Lily White in this area. And we'll come back. I want to talk a little bit more about this and what some of the realities of all this. And Barbara will have some answers for us, too. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Shocking Blue to take us out. We're back at 17 till. Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasser's 1001 Tax Deductions. I'm sorry, 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks, 2008, by Barbara Weltman. Barbara, give us your website, please.
It's barbaraweltman.com.
And they can find all your books there and all this stuff.
And you can sign up to get my idea of the day and my newsletter for free.
All kinds of good stuff there, folks. Don't forget to check out a radio show. Okay, Barbara, what I was saying when we went to the break is I've gotten upside down with the IRS before, and so I know what it's like. And even though I hear what you're saying, you're right about the discipline thing, but Barbara, there are times when a business is growing, when it's bootstrapping, it's getting itself out of the dirt, and it's not about discipline. It's about the fact that I can either put that money aside and start putting it aside for something I have to pay in 2 months, and then go down the drain because I can't make payroll today. Or I can use that money for payroll and worry about that check 2 months from now. Now, I'm not saying that that's the right attitude. I'm just saying that's the reality.
That's the reality.
That's right. Yep. And so, folks, believe
you
me, when
you
hear us talking about these things, I don't want you to think that I'm some Barbara IE the Wonder or some ivory tower, intellectuals who don't know what's really going on. We know what's really going on. But Barbara's right. You need to try to get yourself to the point where you have the discipline. You have the structure, not just the discipline, but the structure in place to partition that money.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Sure. No, I agree that you kind of have to build that into your business model. Mm-hmm. That's just the way you do things.
And you allocate. You know, one thing you got to do is you got to have a plan B. You know, plan A is the money goes where it's supposed to go. Plan B is it doesn't go where it's supposed to go, but you've got another alternative. Like you've got room on your credit card if everything turns to mush. You can go to the bank and get a little bit of a credit line if you need it. If you know that kind of thing, and you've got business out there that should be coming in that you expect to close, and that will happen. Not just one transaction, several transactions. All that's got to work together, doesn't it, Barb?
Well, sure, and the point that you're making, I think, or the underlying point, really just has to do with cash flow in general, and especially in today's economy, you have to be even more vigilant about your receivables and staying on top of things, and you can't really become a banker for your customers. You really have to make sure that you get paid, and otherwise it's going to do you in.
Right, and especially, folks, if you're dealing with big companies are notorious. They're great to do business with, but they're notorious for they'll pay you. You'll get every nickel of your money, but they're notorious for taking their time.
I underscore exactly what you said.
And you got to make sure that the stories are legend. You got to make sure that when the people you're dealing with, you got to say to them, you got to grab them by the lapels, and you got to look them in the eye and say, "Now, George, George, understand something. I'm going to do this for you, and we're going to do a good job. You're going to love it. You're going to want to do more business with me. But I'm a small business owner. I don't have access to the world markets. I need you to pay me in 30 days. Is that okay? Can you promise me you'll pay me in 30 days? You got to have that conversation with them.
And you know what? The other part of the conversation is you got to find up front everything that they require in
exactly.
order to get paid. Because
exactly.
they sometimes ask you in piecemeal. First, you have to submit this piece of paper, and then that piece of information. And they ask you in piecemeal, and it drags out and out and out. So find up front everything that you need to do to make sure that they can process your payment.
And everything we're saying is not an indictment of them, folks. These are big companies. Some of these are huge companies.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. It's not that they're wrong and you're right. It's like the reason why the throat of the great blue whale is only just so big. It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the way it is, and there's nothing you're going to do about it except conform to their system. You do have that moment when you do business with them. You have that moment when you can grab them by the lapel and say, "I got to have this in 30 days. What do I have to do to make that happen?"
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, just some other tax stuff that we might want to talk about, which is we do have the new tax breaks under the Economic Stimulus Act, which is increased first-year expensing up to $250,000 this
yep.
year, and we have 50% bonus depreciation. Now, 50%
Tell
bonus
us how that works. Tell us
yeah,
how that works.
That's another first-year write-off. In other words, you're accelerating to the first year part of the depreciation that you would have taken over a number of
mm-hmm.
years, and that's half the cost. And the good news is that because of 50% bonus depreciation, people who buy new business cars in 2008 will have a higher write-off. You know, there's a dollar limit
mm-hmm.
on how much you can deduct for your business cars
right.
when it comes to depreciation. Well, because of bonus depreciation, that first-year write-off for 2008 is $8,000 higher. So
wow.
that's a pretty big incentive. If you were going to do it anyway, just keep
so
that in mind that you're going to get this break.
The 50% depreciation is really only works when you already maxed out on what you can deduct this year, right?
If you can use, yes, you can use both, though. I mean, if
yeah.
companies that are buying, I know some trucking companies that are buying some, you know, big equipment,
rigs.
And
yeah.
they can use a lot of this.
Exactly. Stand by, Barbara. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find all the things we do here, including the show and the archives and the Brain Trust and the articles and the newsletter and the blog. Lots and lots and lots of stuff. More than 10 years of stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. And our good friend Barbara Weltman, our guest this half hour, is all over both of our websites. She's got so much stuff she's contributed over the years, and for which we really appreciate her. Barbara, we're talking about taxes and associated issues. We got over into cash flow, and you really can't talk about tax compliance for a small business without talking about cash flow, can you?
Well, that's it. You have to manage all aspects of your business simultaneously. You know, keep those dishes spinning.
That's right. It's the reason monkeys aren't doing this, folks, because it's not easy. What are some other things we need to know, Barb? We got we don't have to worry about tax filing for a while because that's not coming up till September and October, right?
Unless you're on a filing extension, and just remember that if you are on filing extension and you're entitled to a stimulus payment,
right.
you're not going to get that until you file your return.
Right.
So you might not want to wait until October.
See, I've never gotten one of those stimulus checks because I always extend.
Yeah. Okay. So, but people who want, you know, who want to capture their, you know, what they're owed,
right,
should consider filing as soon as they can.
All right. What else?
What else is what's going on in Congress, or rather, what's not going on in Congress?
Yeah.
There are so many tax measures, favorable tax provisions. For example, the research credit that expired at the end of 2007.
Yeah.
And they're fooling around in Congress. It just came up on the wire this morning that the Democrats have let all the expire. They would prefer to let all of these breaks expire,
yeah,
rather than extending them if they don't have revenue offsets.
Right. And also, they don't want to give the Republicans anything they want.
And that's right. Or
the ugly head of politics has reared itself again.
Yes, and unfortunately, we've seen what this has done in the past, including what it's done with respect to the alternative minimum tax. What it's cost the government in millions and millions of extra dollars,
yep,
because Congress was so late in the year in taking action that the forms were printed and instructions printed without the latest tax information.
Yep.
Because Congress acted so late
in
the year.
And yet they expect to get paid on time, don't they?
Yeah.
It amazes me. They have no shame, Barbara. They want their money, but they won't do their job.
I've been at this for 35 years. I just don't get it.
It's amazing to me that folks, we're not talking about my representative or your representative. We're talking about the system as a whole.
Yes. Yes.
Because obviously my representative is okay, Barbara. Yours is too, right? But
that's right.
But we all think that. But when they get together, they turn into a bunch of loonies, don't they?
Yep.
And so, it's the party leadership that really drives this.
I don't know what's going on. You know, this is. You'd think that they would have learned just from last year when they delayed with making any changes in the alternative minimum tax. And
Barbara, I'm worried about long term is that we're going to have more of a Democrat majority after this next election.
Mm-hmm.
We may have a Democrat president. That means it's almost a certainty we'll lose the tax breaks that were put in place in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that capital gains tax will go up. It means corporate tax will go up. It means that we'll probably lose the progress that's been made on the estate tax.
And the
these
point
are things I'm
the
very
point
frightened
of this
about.
Is contrary to what politicians may say, if you look at the numbers, it's not impacting the rich. It's impacting everybody.
Small business owners.
And especially
exactly.
Small business owners.
That's exactly
but everybody.
Right. That's what I'm talking about, folks. My comments are not Republican or Democrat. It's about who's causing pain for small business. That's you know, I'm on my show, I'm a member of the Small Business Party, and Barbara Weltman is too, and those are the people we care about. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. She is the lady that we call on. We rely on so much for lots of this, for this tax information and other stuff. Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job today. Don't forget.
My pleasure.
Barbara, tell us quickly about where to get the radio show.
WSRadio.com.
Check
Mondays,
it out, folks.
4 to 5 Eastern Time.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.